Our next speaker is Da Cheng from Chongqing.
Yeah.
He's also a member of the Chongqing Work Institute.
Yes.
You will be showing your work.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Please.
Hi everyone, and first, thanks for having been there, and also huge thank you for Dennis too. I will start with my some of my work because I'm an artist, and most of my previous work are based on Chongqing, in the southwest China, and I'm also a co-worker of Chongqing Work Institute, which is a research-based self-organized collective. So yeah, and many of my works are also based on like the Chongqing Work Institute, so many collective work. So yeah, first I would like to show this this work, and this is actually it's a collaborative project, and because I think it's came as a brief introduction of my show, so yeah, and some information about Chongqing, this city, and I also think it's more funny than the later two I will present. So I will start for. Okay. I will jump a little. Yeah, actually this video is divided into, sorry, I may say something. Divided into seven chapters, and each chapter has the an idea of this city, and also this is the first chapter is about football. Actually, the football for me is like a medium to connect with the history and of Chongqing city, and also it we're talking about like Sichuan. Sichuan is another province of China. In the ancient history, Sichuan province with Chongqing, they are actually a whole, and. Yeah, and but Chongqing in 1997, and it as a municipality, municipality, and so yeah, this just through football as a medium to talking something about the city, about the urban space, and something like that. So. Yeah, I will continue.
Okay, can you put it louder on the laptop?
Yeah, I think this is the most louder. Yeah.
In the afternoon, I think the sun is okay.
Okay. Yeah, this chapter is talking about the immigrants because Chongqing is an immigrant city, so yeah, and we'll jump to and about the gangster culture. Yeah, it's talking about Hong Kong with the Chongqing, because these two cities has a similar geographic, so, and also has a different gangster culture. So,
yeah. 他们大多都是内陆的过来打工的小混混，对于内陆的想象，或者说对整个大陆的黑社会的想象都是一样的，就是那些街头庸俗世事的小混混。但是两个完全不同地域的黑帮，打引爆，你觉得有什么差别？差别太大了，完全是两个不同的极端。香港的黑帮片里，一般都要和资本打交道，而且情节覆盖的也不限于香港本地，更加全球化。
This is a gangster film shot in Hong Kong, and yeah, this is in Chongqing, so it's very different from some way. Yeah, this is the ancient wharf in Chongqing and also landmark of Chongqing. And this is talking about the English colonist first time to shipped to Chongqing, and he's so called a man who opened the West China, opened the gate of West China. So yeah. Okay, so maybe I will move to the next one, and maybe we'll have some link with Huan's show. Yeah. And also it's about the third front construction, and which one? Yeah. Maybe I need to have the brief introduction of like the third line construction. And yeah, well, we can also see on the table, and Dennis also bring that book talking about the third front construction. And yeah, so I will just have a very, very brief introduction of the third front construction. Actually, the third front is a geo-military concept, and thank you. Yeah. And it is relative to the first front area that is close to the potential war fronts. And yeah, maybe I can show these photos. And yeah, this one. Yeah, this is the map of the of China. And yeah. And this area is third front. Is happened on is third front. Construction happened on the west, the west of China, Chongqing, Chengdu, and linked to the linked to northwest of China, Lanzhou. Yeah, so the third front construction is a large scale technology transfer and acceleration movement in modern China, and involving national defense industry and transportation and other infrastructures. So it was carried out around 1964, also during the period of Sino-Soviet split in the Cold War. And the southwest hinterland is the most important area for the third front construction. A large number of industries in the coastal and the northeast areas have been transferred to the southwest mountainous area. And these industries have undergone many industrial transformations since then, which consists the reality of the technology industry in the Southwest today. Yeah. So, yeah, I will show the.
切发电厂是当时苏联援建的656工程项目之一，于1952年开工。1954年，第一台 1.2 万千瓦机组投产发电，历经数次扩建，形成总装机容量80万千瓦的大型火力发电厂。2014年蓝天行动，重庆发电厂就此关停。20世纪60年代，中国掀起三线建设高潮，西南重庆作为大后方，成为三线建设开展的重点地区。当时关于重庆的三线地理选址提出了三大原则口号，
That is the slogan of third front construction in Chinese. That means close to mountain and dispersed and hidden. So I just translate that.
抗战迁入的重庆军工企业多建在长江和嘉陵江，
I think the subtitle is too small.
三线建设时最大的人工洞体811核工厂所在的山顶上，有着一座150米高的巨型烟囱。除了生产中的排气通风，还有另一个鲜为人知的作用。为了躲避敌方侦察机的高空监视，烟囱定时向外排放水蒸气，伪装成重庆多雾的气候特征，使其难以被发现。
Yeah, because the subtitle is too small, I guess. So, yeah, maybe I will say something about that cave. And actually, that is a nuclear military plant. The name is 816 nuclear military plant. And it's an unfinished underground nuclear weapons production facility. And also it's the world's largest artificial cave. And this project was started in 1966. During Sino-Soviet split period, and to enhance China's national defense and prevent possible Soviet invasion and nuclear attack. So the whole thing was undertaken in secret at the time. And also, this project was under construction for 17 years, and the construction was nearly completed in 1984. Largely due to the change in the Cold War international situation, and the project was cancelled in 1984, and now it was open to tourists. So, but actually, that cave is not shot in the real 816 nuclear military plant. Because some reason, and so we just find another, but it's also a military plant. So yeah, I just, okay.
电机是依据电磁感应定律实现电能转换传递的一种电磁装置，也就是平常所说的马达。和炮的战争意义一样，电机的使用为现代工业生产的攻城略地提供了强劲的后方动力。一直以来都困扰着拥有崎岖地势的山城重庆。交通地理的连接是保证这个城市生存和扩张的关键。
Yes。
I will show the last one is okay. So this is another project, and it's also beginning a specific locale.And a township in the north of Chongqing, and I did some research on this place and found that there is a very special history behind it. And this place once carried out a rural construction experiment during the period of the Republic of China. So at that time, China was in the era of warlord scuffle.And the whole southwest mountainous area was almost in a state of anarchy. So the whole movement has initiated by a local person, and his goal was to build a sample of a future modern city in the remote and the backward southwest, and even the whole of China. So to some extent, it was like a utopian practice. So I just show it.
关这块江心石的缘起，出自于一个传说寓言。曾经这块土地荒芜、贫瘠且交通不便，而江对岸拥有丰富的物产资源。当地的一位渔夫受到上天指引，身背彩带过河，所行之处留下桥梁，但在走至江心处
，It start from a like a mythology, but.The subtitle is too small, and maybe I can try to read it or. okay. It's not clear.
Maybe if you put it on silent and you just tell us what it says.
Okay, yeah. yeah, and.Yeah, because it's also not clear in my screen, so I don't know why. yeah, sorry about that. Maybe, yeah, you can just see some ultrasound.
Oh,
why? Okay. Okay, maybe I can't show that. It's too... Because nowadays, this city... this place is planned to build a smart city. And so it actually is also can as a sample of Chongqing. Because, I can just talking something about... Yeah, Chongqing has a very... A special and a complex reality which combine urban, rural, and mountainous and waterways. And so this film belongs to a project we did. It's called the Waterway, and we just along the waterway along the river, and to some like the rural place. And or village, because like this place is actually is an ancient village, and now it just planned to build a smart city. So, talking back to the Chongqing, and it was also in addition to the early history of the like anti-Japanese war. And the traces of industrialization during the socialist period, and it was also incorporated into the globalized production chain. And nowadays, the plan of being a smart city has started, and it has become an important artificial intelligence pilot and a robot base in mainland China. And so, you can just watch some like the landscape of the place. I think that's it. Maybe we can.
Want to show the Chongqing Work Institute website.
Okay, yeah, sure. This is a website of Chongqing Work Institute, and we just did many like different topics about this city, and because we have seven co-workers, and each of us bring some own perspective to about this city, and so
a self-organized like collective?
Yeah, it's a self-organized collective, and
how did it start?
Okay, so this is the question panel. Okay. actually it started in 2019, and the reason why we choose Chongqing is, as I said, is we think it's a very complex area, a complex city of China, and we can because it's special geography, because this is a mountain city, and this city is divided into upper city and the lower city, and we can see many like traces of history and of industrialization, and also like some let's say like a pre-modern agriculture civilization, and in some like the wrinkle or the folds of this city. So yeah, and also we have some like the specific topic about the Chongqing work. For example, on the one hand, we think we should from the perspective of like technical culture and criticism, and like a science fiction writing, or and on the other hand, we try to do some like unite and try to develop practice in a broader vision. For example, corporates and some like exchanges with other different disciplines, and connects with other cities in China like Shanghai or in or Guangzhou, and this is a coastal city, and it is a very different between the coastal city with the inland city, especially the southwest of China, because actually many things we know about China is based on the like the central plain culture, but actually it's totally different from like the southwest of China. So yeah, and for example, the new project I will working on is also a place in Chongqing. It's in the west of Chongqing, and actually that is a Ba ancient state in ancient China history, and also that is also the birthplace of the like a witchcraft, witchcraft. So and now there is like the plan of a smart city and AI city in that place. So it's also like magic for me, I think. I think it has some like connection between this
mythology things. And technology.
Yeah.
And
so
the promise of it.
Yeah. So you can see many of my work try to present like the complexity of this whole things, and. Yeah. Yes, and yeah. Okay. So yeah,
okay,
maybe
so
we can
so maybe I will ask some specific questions.
Like
about
sure.
About the Chongqing work group,
mm-hmm.
Maybe later in the discussion.
Okay, yeah, maybe after the screening show. We still, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we screen the screen? I need your help.
Thank you.